It is time for a quick check on sports, and we might as well start off with baseball. Why not? Yesterday in the major leagues, the Yankees defeated the Rangers 7-1. The Red Sox beat the Mets 6-3. Let's see who else played. I guess that's about it, really. I mean, we could take a look at the Blue Jays. They downed the Rays by a score of 4-2. Now, if we take a look at the standings, of course, Tampa Bay is running away with the AL East. They are a 6-game lead over Boston, 7.5 over Toronto, and 8 over the Yankees. The Yanks are a half game back in the wild card race. Boston is 1.5 games ahead in the wild card race. The AL Central, Chicago running away with that division. The AL West, Houston has an 8-game lead in that division. In the National League, Atlanta leads Philadelphia by 3 games. The Mets are now 7 games back. In the Central, Milwaukee has a 9.5 game lead. And in the West, San Francisco has a 1-game lead over the Dodgers. All right. That is the way all that looks. Of course, the Yankees won, the Mets lost, and Boston won because they beat the Mets. So that is a look at Major League Baseball as it stands. Taking a look at the NFL schedule for this coming week, coming up tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, Carolina goes against Houston. On Sunday, Indianapolis versus Tennessee, the Giants go against Atlanta. The Los Angeles Chargers go up against Kansas City. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati tangle. Cleveland and Chicago tangle. Baltimore and Detroit. Also, New Orleans versus New England. Arizona and Jacksonville. Washington and Buffalo in the Sunday game. Also, the Jets versus Denver Sunday afternoon. Miami versus Las Vegas. Seattle against Minnesota, Tampa Bay against the Rams, and Green Bay and San Francisco. Then Monday Night Football is Philadelphia and Dallas. Getting it on. Getting it on. So that is it. Not much else. The Atlanta... Pardon me, Louisiana. The Caesars Superdome. The Saints are remaining displaced following Hurricane Ida. The latest thing to happen to the Saints is that the stadium caught fire. The coach, Sean Payton, said they return home for their week four matchup against the Giants. The Caesars Superdome, home of the New Orleans Saints, caught fire on Thursday afternoon. They responded to a 3-alarm fire in downtown New Orleans just after noon. Heavy smoke and flames appeared to emerge from the stadium roof. So they might have to do something with that stadium, replace it somehow, but I don't know how. They're still recovering from the hurricane, basically. All right, that is it for sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.